And this news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Huron County commissioners have pressed pause on a new large-scale solar and battery energy storage projects, implementing a three-month moratorium. The move is designed to give the Planning Commission time to develop updated regulatory standards, effectively halting developments like the Rubicon Township solar project. Public sentiment on the issue is sharply divided. Many residents voiced support for the moratorium, citing concerns over prime agricultural land being used for solar, potential environmental contamination from wind turbine blades, and the risk of solar panel debris during tornadoes. Conversely, a representative for Ranger Power expressed apprehension, suggesting the county's actions indicate an unwillingness to collaborate. The county's zoning administrator clarified that the Huron County's existing ordinance is more restrictive than state law, a stance recently supported by a court ruling. In other county business, commissioners approved a new fee schedule for battery and solar energy storage applications, which includes a $25,000 base fee. A staffing change in the Building and Zoning Department, transitioning a casual clerical employee to part-time, sparked debate among board members regarding consistent hiring policies. Additionally, an RFP will be issued to repair the parking lot at the County Senior Center. The MSU Extension reported significant community engagement last year, with over 2,400 residents participating in programs and a notable increase in 4-H enrollment. The extension also announced the retirement of their 4-H coordinator and plans to hire a new dairy educator. Denise Granovich is also retiring from her clerk position at the Huron County Court. Local law enforcement received commendation for their rapid response to a shooting incident over the weekend. And finally, the long-standing issue of poor audio quality in the meeting room was raised once more with suggestions for improvement. In a press release from the Huron County Sheriff, Kelly Hansen said their office is to observe upcoming National Police Week. Started Sunday, May 10th, going through Saturday, May 16th, all deputies of the Huron County Sheriff's Office will be wearing black ribbons on their badges in honor of fallen law enforcement officers nationwide. This group of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel, which includes those working in jail and prison systems, are those who paid the ultimate price by losing their lives in the line of duty. Last year, 115 died nationwide, with 5 being from our state. So far this year, 38 have died nationwide, and fortunately, none of them from our state. During our agency's 167-year history, 2 have died in the line of duty. Sheriff Joseph J. Murray died June 2, 1932, when he drowned while investigating an illegal fishing incident off Hume Township on Lake Huron. Deputy Kelly J. Vermisich died June 11, 2000, in Caseville Township when he lost control of a patrol car in heavy rain while responding to a complaint. And we thank all of our law enforcement for their service. And the Huron County Election Commission is reviewing a recall petition filed against County Commissioner Steve Vaughn. The petition, submitted by Lily Drapewski, centers on Vaughn's vote last July approving a zoning ordinance amendment. During the hearing, Vaughn challenged the wording of the petition, arguing the language is inaccurate and unfairly targets him, even though several commissioners supported the same measure. The commission, chaired by Judge Julian Ferris, is not deciding whether the recall effort should move forward politically. Instead, members are determining whether the petition language meets state standards for clarity and factual accuracy before it can be presented to the voters. After hearing arguments from both sides, the commission recessed to deliberate. Upon returning from recess, the election commission determined that the language did not meet the requirements to be clear or factual. They told the petitioner she can return with the recall petition with clear and factual information, and if approved, then Vaughn would be able to challenge that petition. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Huron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my four decades of experience to work for you when you step into Huron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Huron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine. Whether you're point A to point B driver or pro, Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
And for your obituaries today, we have Janice Marie Sosielski, age 71, formerly of Kindy, passed away Monday, May 11th at Stonecrest Assisted Living in Freeland, Michigan. She was born November 19th, 1952. She went on to marry Henry Chip Sosielski and were married for 45 years. She is survived by her son Jess, her sisters Martha and Michelle, her grandchildren. Funeral services for Janice will be held on Friday, May 15th at McAlpin Gage Chapel in Kindy at 1 p.m. with burial to follow at St. Felix Cemetery. Visitation will be on Friday, May 15th at McAlpin Gage Chapel from 10 a.m. until time of service at 1 p.m. Memorials in Janice's name may be offered to the Kindy Food Pantry, and condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Mrs. Linda M. Rhodes, age 75, of Bad Axe, passed away May 11th. She was born in Pigeon, Michigan. She is survived by her husband, Raul, her daughter, Brenda, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A celebration of life for Linda is to be arranged for a later date. Memorials may be offered in Linda's name and care of Raul, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
And we're back with more news. Dr. Marty Makary, the head of Food and Drug Administration, has announced his intention to step down from his post. His tenure has been marked by efforts to streamline the drug approval process and address transparency within the agency's regulatory framework. The White House has not yet named a permanent successor, and an interim lead is expected to be appointed shortly. The transition comes at a critical time as the FDA continues to oversee new public health initiatives and vaccine distribution programs. And the Kuwaiti Foreign Ministry has summoned Iran's ambassador to lodge a formal protest regarding an alleged armed infiltration on Boubian Island. Kuwaiti officials claim that members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps clashed with their forces. Iran has officially rejected these allegations, describing them as baseless. The incident has heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf at a time when international efforts are focused on de-escalating the broader regional conflict. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance, wishing you all a happy hump day.